Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. Today I'm going to talk about one of my suicide attempts that I've had. It was a little strange. I was staying at a Motel 6 on Division. And I was in my room. It was getting paid for, not by me, but by, I think it might have been Volunteers of America or SNAP or one of the housing programs, because I was soon to be moving into an apartment. And I was regretting my life, regretting my choices, missing old friends, just depressed and not seeing the point. And with me, I had many, many, many medications. Seroquel. And a lot of others. And I remember, I think I took 25,000 milligrams of Seroquel after saying goodbye to the people I thought might miss me. And it was weird. I remember after I hung up the phone and took those medications, and started going under, I tumbled out of my room somehow. Some last will to drive, or will to live, and drive to live. And it made me go to the lobby where I passed out, or something. I don't quite recall. It was many, many years ago. With all the times that I've attempted, in this last little part of me tries to save myself, or maybe it's my higher power. Maybe it's God, maybe it's his angels. Maybe it's the devil or one of his demons. Because I feel like if God were to save my life, it's because I have a chance, I have an opportunity. I still have something that I need to do. I still have a purpose in my life to fulfill. Or if God's already damned me, it's the devil and his demons keeping me alive because they know that earth in life is the best possible punishment for me. If I'm some sort of starseed, it's often common to feel detached in this earth and to try to kill yourself to return to your home planet or your home state of being. For in my father's house there are many mansions. Could each mansion possibly be a different race or a different form of being other than human? Aliens or whatnot and such forth. I peer from my soul after my death, which is why I don't practice the dark arts. Which is why I don't invoke a demon and make a pact. With the Solomonic Key of Pax. The Bible states that in the end, after everything is perfect, everyone and everything has its place. Does that mean that a sinner would have a place where he belongs, where he's comfortable and happy? Does that mean that a demon would have a place where they're not considered a demon, but just a being? They just are. I truly do wish that I knew what happened after death. Heaven, hell, or if you're Norse, Valhalla. Like, part of me thinks that depending on what you recognize and what you practice, is where you will go after death. But part of me doesn't know about that for sure. While in Seattle, somebody gave me a book. Somebody who said that they were a version of myself or another form of myself. And they said that I wrote this book. And that it was gonna become my Bible. And it's a book on fairy witchcraft. Well, if I'm Christian, which I was raised Christian, but I don't know what I am now. But if I'm judged by the Christian God, I will go to hell. Actually, more severely, I will lose the candlestick of the church of which I practice. Or according to Revelation, one of the churches in Asia, I believe Ephesus, doesn't turn away from the witchcraft they practice. So their candlestick is removed and their names are blotted out of the book of life. Which means to say that they don't lose their salvation because they never were saved because they never existed. And I fear that if I follow the Christian faith, and if the Christian God is the true God, will I lose my name out of the book of life? Will it be blotted out, and will I just never have been? Maybe that would be a blessing. Maybe it would be a blessing to never have existed. For if I never existed, I never hurt others, and I never hurt myself. If I never existed, I never made a mistake. If my name is blotted from the book of life, I was never cursed to live the human life with the sin of our fathers, Adam. And I never would have been made to exist. It's just, it would be a blessing, honestly. It would be. It would be a blessing to be blotted from the book of life. For to never have been and never to be what a relief. When I said that, I moved my hand in emotion, of which I would hold usually a wand in my hand. A golden wand is what some would call it. It's a tuning fork. But I held it in my hand, and when I did that, it's as though it changed the truth, or it made it the truth, or it let the truth ring known. I'm not sure exactly, but I do know when I was arrested in Seattle, the police confiscated it. And when I purchased another, they were upset that I found the same wand or something like that. I don't quite specifically recall what they said. But now that I truly contemplate it, to be blotted from the book of life is a blessing. Again, I say, to be blotted from the book of life is a blessing. And I heard one of my neighbors just say, I'm a devil worshiper. If that's so, which I am not, to be blotted from the book of life, I could no longer be a devil worshiper because I never would have been, I never would be. And again, I say, I never would have been, I never would be. I may have been raised Christian, but at the state I am at, in the current state, in the state I have been for quite some time, I am not a worshiper of anything. I don't worship anything. Sad as it may be, I don't know why. I don't know whom to worship. I don't know what to worship. Worship God? The same God who condemns me and damns me? Or is that just a human interpretation of his will in his true self and his being? God is forgiving to humans. But what about Lucifer? What about all the fallen angels? Is he forgiving to them? My name, which I will not reveal and shall not reveal, for on this podcast, I am just an anonymous schizophrenic. But my name is an invocation of an angel. Am I to be judged as an angel, my namesake? If I'm damned already, why not live life as I please? I'll tell you why. Because I have a conscience. Because I have self-respect and dignity. Am I really that bad of a person that I must try to kill myself over and over and over again? No more, though. No more. And why do I say that? Because in the end, I'd rather live a wretched life with pain and sorrow and regret, hurt, confusion, disappointment, anger, maybe a little joy. Maybe a little happiness. Then jump into a vast void unknown. Notice how I specified, or notice how I said, I would rather that than that. That doesn't mean that my life is going to be those things. I might have a splendid life. I will have a splendid life. I have a splendid life. I claim that it is mine. But I'd rather have a wretched life than go into the unknown. Again, I heard my neighbors say something about elvish or being elven or something like that. And it makes me think of a song, May It Be. Follow my heart and I'll know the truth. I'll know the path I'm intended to go. May it be an evening star shines down upon me. Well, I just had the memory of that time at the motel pop into my mind, so I thought I would share it. I'd like to thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe, download, share with your friends, family, people you know, people you don't know. Thank you, and goodbye for now. Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young, Struggling Schizophrenic. Today I'm going to talk about one of my suicide attempts that I've had. It was a little strange. I was staying at a Motel 6 on Division. And I was in my room. It was getting paid for, not by me, but by, I think it might have been Volunteers of America, or SNAP, or one of the housing programs, because I was soon to be moving into an apartment. And I was regretting my life, regretting my choices, missing old friends, just depressed and not seeing the point. And with me, I had many, many, many medications. Seroquel. And a lot of others. And I remember, I think I took 25,000 milligrams of Seroquel after saying goodbye to the people I thought might miss me. And it was weird. I remember after I hung up the phone and took those medications, and started going under, I tumbled out of my room somehow. Some last will to drive, or will to live, and drive to live. And it made me go to the lobby where I passed out, or something. I don't quite recall. It was many, many years ago. With all the times that I've attempted, in this last little part of me tries to save myself, or maybe it's my higher power. Maybe it's God, maybe it's his angels, maybe it's the devil or one of his demons. Because I feel like if God were to save my life, it's because I have a chance, I have an opportunity. I still have something that I need to do I still have a purpose in my life to fulfill. Or if God's already damned me, it's the devil and his demons keeping me alive because they know that earth in life is the best possible punishment for me. If I'm some sort of starseed, it's often common to feel detached in this earth and to try to kill yourself to return to your home planet or your home state of being. For in my Father's house there are many mansions. Could each mansion possibly be a different race or a different form of being other than human? Aliens or whatnot and such forth. I peer from my soul after my death, which is why I don't practice the dark arts. Which is why I don't invoke a demon and make a pact. With the Solomonic Key of Pax. The Bible states that in the end, after everything is perfect, everyone and everything has its place. Does that mean that a sinner would have a place where he belongs, where he's comfortable and happy? Does that mean that a demon would have a place where they're not considered a demon, but just a being? They just are. I truly do wish that I knew what happened after death. Heaven, hell, or if you're Norse, Valhalla. Like, part of me thinks that depending on what you recognize and what you practice, is where you will go after death. But part of me doesn't know about that for sure. While in Seattle, somebody gave me a book. Somebody who said that they were a version of myself or another form of myself. And they said that I wrote this book and that it was going to become my Bible. And it's a book on fairy witchcraft. Well, if I'm Christian, which I was raised Christian, but I don't know what I am now. But if I'm judged by the Christian God, I will go to hell. Actually, more severely, I will lose the candlestick of the church of which I practice. Or according to Revelation, one of the churches in Asia, I believe Ephesus, doesn't turn away from the witchcraft they practice. So their candlestick is removed. And their names are blotted out of the book of life. Which means to say that they don't lose their salvation. Because they never were saved. Because they never existed. And I fear that if I follow the Christian faith. And if the Christian God is the true God. Will I lose my name out of the book of life? Will it be blotted out and will I just never have been? Maybe that would be a blessing. Maybe it would be a blessing to never have existed. For if I never existed, I never hurt others and I never hurt myself. If I never existed, I never made a mistake. If my name is blotted from the book of life, I was never cursed to live the human life with the sin of our fathers, Adam. And I never would have been made to exist. It would be a blessing, honestly. It would be. It would be a blessing to be blotted from the book of life. For to never have been and never to be what a relief. When I said that, I moved my hand in a motion of which I would hold usually a wand in my hand, a golden wand. Is what some would call it. It's a tuning fork. But I held it in my hand. And when I did that, it's as though it changed the truth. Or it made it the truth. Or it let the truth ring known. I'm not sure exactly, but I do know when I was arrested in Seattle, the police confiscated it. And when I purchased another, they were upset that I found the same wand or something like that. I don't quite specifically recall what they said. But now that I truly contemplate it, to be blotted from the book of life is a blessing. Again, I say, to be blotted from the book of life is a blessing. And I heard one of my neighbors just say, I'm a devil worshiper. If that's so, which I am not, to be blotted from the book of life, I could no longer be a devil worshiper because I never would have been, I never would be. And again, I say, I never would have been, I never would be. I may have been raised Christian, but at the state I am at, in the current state, in the state I have been for quite some time, I am not a worshiper of anything. I don't worship anything. Sad as it may be, I don't. I don't know why. I don't know whom to worship. I don't know what to worship. Worship God? The same God who condemns me and damns me? Or is that just a human interpretation of his will in his true self and his being? God is forgiving to humans. But what about Lucifer? What about all the fallen angels? Is he forgiving to them? My name, which I will not reveal and shall not reveal, for on this podcast, I am just an anonymous schizophrenic. But my name is an invocation of an angel. Am I to be judged as an angel, my namesake? If I'm damned already, why not live life as I please? I'll tell you why. Because I have a conscience. Because I have self-respect and dignity. Am I really that bad of a person that I must try to kill myself over and over and over again? No more, though. No more. And why do I say that? Because in the end, I'd rather live a wretched life with pain and sorrow and regret, hurt, confusion, disappointment, anger, maybe a little joy. Maybe a little happiness. Then jump into a vast void unknown. Notice how I specified, or notice how I said, I would rather that than that. That doesn't mean that my life is going to be those things. I might have a splendid life. I will have a splendid life. I have a splendid life. I claim that it is mine. But I'd rather have a wretched life than go into the unknown. Again, I heard my neighbors say something about elvish or being elven or something like that. And it makes me think of a song, May It Be. Follow my heart and I'll know the truth. I'll know the path I'm intended to go. May it be an evening star shines down upon me. Well, I just had the memory of that time at the motel pop into my mind, so I thought I would share it. I'd like to thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe, download, share with your friends, family, people you know, people you don't know. Thank you, and goodbye for now.